The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take.
Welcome back to the Ben Burnett Show on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative talk station. The final thing I want to get to, nobody, and I mean nobody, in public service is any smarter than you are. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what your intellect is. They are all capable of making really lousy decisions, professionally, personally. It doesn't matter what your stripes are. It doesn't matter who your team is, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, none of them. You guys all walk around with as much sense as anybody in elected office. A lot of them are extremely careful because when you talk to the media, the only thing that you can stand to do as a conservative is lose. But it's not exclusive to conservatives. Last week, Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor in the Funny Willis Fulton County versus Donald Trump in the fake electors, quote unquote, fake electors case, got thrown off the case in Fulton County. You know, there's a lot of reasons why the judge, Judge McAfee, guy that Governor Kemp put on the bench, he's running for re-election right now, said this dude is not allowed to be a part of this trial. Funny Willis can. She's allowed to proceed with the case. I have to imagine that that is going to be a bloodbath on her life. And I have to imagine that even if the judge says that you should strike certain things from the record, if you're one of the 12, you can't unhear absolutely everything. That trial, regardless of how you feel about the 16, 17, however many, some odd, quote-unquote, fake electors there were, has been nothing short of a grease fire. And I say that with a tremendous amount of respect for the judicial system as a whole. But I am starting to get to a place where I feel like the DA's office or your Department of Justice is just another political tool. I think Judge McAfee is really trying to do his level best. I think he's trying to make good decisions. And at the same time, I think that's probably hard when you have to run for re-election. He can sit there in an interview and tell me, and I'm sure I'll have him at some point before the fall during election season. It's a challenging life, and on some level, the guy's got to figure out how to get reelected. And then on the other hand, taking an oath as a lawyer, and for those of you who don't know, there is a higher standard to your life that you have as a lawyer than you do as a walking around human being. That doesn't mean that it always exists. I'm just telling you that they actually take an oath to uphold a certain very high moral and ethical code. But as I started the segment, nobody in this game, nobody in the business has any more walking around sense than you are. And I think sometimes it gets the best of absolutely everybody in public service. A lot of these people don't come from competitive backgrounds. A lot of them didn't have any notoriety as kids or college students. And the only thing, the first time they ever see any limelight is in their 30s or 40s, and they've wanted it forever. They were the last person picked to play in the basketball game. They weren't the person that you went after on field day. I mean, there's a ton of them. And most of them aren't anything to write home about. Look, I like Mitch McConnell as a conservative. I know plenty of you don't. Tell me what Mitch McConnell did with his life from a competitive standpoint before he entered politics. The answer to that question is almost nothing. He had polio, and we're not going to fault him for that. He created a sort of disability. I'm not going to sit there and make disparaging comments. That could be anybody. There's a ton of people in my listening audience who deal with certain things. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for all of you who overcome adversity. But Mitch McConnell was a motivated politician if there ever was one. In the same way, it is clear at this point that Funny Willis is just somebody who's on the other team. Not a ton of notoriety. She was prosecuting cases. I'm sure she was working really, really hard with Paul Howard trying to lock people up. And then she decided it was her time to take the swing because the man was very unpopular with Republicans. And she got elected. Shortly after she got elected, she started making really poor decisions. Plenty of those in the DA's office. Plenty of those with the people that she brought on board. So she hires her lover, Nathan Wade. And Nathan Wade, ultimately, as we talked about, got thrown off the case. And then he decides he's going to go on the media tour. There are a couple of things that I want you guys to understand. If you have testified in a case as to whether or not you were allowed to serve, that is under oath. It's actually under oath if they swear you in at any point. You're going to be accountable to what you've said. But if you are sworn under oath and then you go do the media tour trying to relitigate or litigate or cover up or make excuses for however you lived, it has no choice. There is nothing positive that can ultimately happen on your life. If I am Nathan Wade, look, I'm going to give the guy free advice even though he sits on the other team. He was a divorce attorney and a traffic lawyer getting people out of DUIs and parking tickets. I can argue that he had no business being on the case, and clearly Judge McAfee thought the same thing. But once you have sat there and testified to the whereabouts and the actions of a personal relationship that you had with somebody that you shouldn't have had on the taxpayer-funded dime, you're only going to stand to cause yourself a tremendous amount of hell. And that's what I would tell him. Look, I understand if you want the notoriety to go on Meet the Press or Chris Cuomo or whatever the show is at night, and you want to create the identity for yourself. Nathan Wade, the whole world thinks you are a total joke. And the greatest advantage that you could give to absolutely everybody, mostly yourself, is to go home and hide. You've gone through a divorce. You're going to go on the media tour. You're probably going to open yourself to plenty of opportunity to make conflicting statements with whatever lies you sat there and told or didn't tell in your testimony. And then you're going to wind up potentially being criminally liable if you try to backpedal or soft stance some part of what you said or what you did. If you are explaining in this world, you are losing. You make statements and you let those statements speak for themselves. I think Nathan Wade is a complete idiot. I recognize that the man has gone to law school, but anybody who is willing to sit there with a high school education, really a college education, but with a high school aptitude, and you're willing to really put your best foot forward to learn how to write, learn how to read, that's what being a lawyer is. It's a lot of it. It's a lot of research. But that dude is not prepared for Meet the Press and Fox News and CNN, and he's going to bring a tremendous amount of hell on his life. Nathan Wade, the greatest thing that you can do is not cover up anything that you may have done. The greatest advantage that you can ultimately give to your life is to go away, resume your practice, rebuild everything, make a lot of money, let people forget who you are, and move on to the next chapter of your life. Because I promise you, everybody has a next chapter of their life until the game is over. You can find me on Instagram at The Ben Burnett Show. Follow me if you want one of my trucker hats made by Peach State Pride with the logo. We're mailing them out. They're going to be free. They're in a couple of weeks. Make it a good one.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.